Mobility and flexibility, foundations for joint health as we age, keeping our joints healthy, mobile and pain-free, becomes essential for daily life. Joints are like hinges that let us bend, reach and move, but they can become stiff or sore over time. This lesson focuses on two key ideas, mobility and flexibility, and how they work together. Mobility is how well your joints can move on their own through their full range of motion. Flexibility is how well your muscles, tendons, and ligaments can stretch and allow that movement. Think of your body like a door and its hinges. If the hinges are stiff, the door won't swing well. Mobility is the door's movement. Flexibility is how stretchy the parts around the hinges are. Both mobility and flexibility need care and regular movement to keep your body working smoothly. When your joints are mobile and your muscles flexible, it's easier to move without discomfort. Many middle-aged adults experience joint stiffness, reduced range of motion, and weak muscles. These issues can make daily tasks, like climbing stairs or reaching overhead, feel harder than before. Improving mobility and flexibility helps reduce joint pain, improve balance, and even support better sleep. Let's explore the difference between the two and how you can improve both safely. Mobility means moving a joint actively, like lifting your arm or bending your knee. For example, the shoulder is a ball and socket joint that moves in many directions. In contrast, the knee is a hinge joint. It mostly bends and straightens. If you can't lift your arm overhead or bend your knee fully, you may have limited mobility. Improving mobility involves active exercises like arm circles, leg swings, and joint rotations. Flexibility is the passive stretch of soft tissues, your muscles, ligaments, and tendons. It's what lets you reach for your toes or twist your spine during a stretch. Tight muscles can limit flexibility and make it harder to move comfortably. To improve flexibility, hold gentle static stretches for 20 to 30 seconds. This helps muscles relax and lengthen over time. Mobility and flexibility are connected, but not the same. You can be flexible but still lack mobility if your muscles are too weak or uncoordinated. Full joint movement requires both stretchy muscles and active control. For example, you might touch your toes easily but struggle to squat or walk smoothly. Mobility includes strength, stability, and flexibility working together. Why does this matter? Because improving just flexibility won't help you move better unless you also build joint control. To improve both, include dynamic stretches before activity and static stretches afterward. Dynamic stretching is active movement, like leg swings and shoulder rolls, to warm up the body. Static stretching is holding a position, like a hamstring stretch, to relax and lengthen muscles. Dynamic stretching gets your joints ready for action. Static stretching helps muscles recover. To maintain healthy joints, combine mobility exercises and flexibility routines into your weekly plan. For shoulders, try shoulder circles and controlled arm rotations to improve reach and reduce tightness. For hips, add leg swings, 90-90 hip rotations, and deep squat holds to build range and control. For knees and ankles, use ankle circles, Cossack squats, and single leg stands for balance and stability. For your spine, practice cat-cow stretches and thoracic windmills to ease stiffness and support posture. Perform these movements slowly and with control, listening to how your joints feel. Warm up with light activity, like walking, before stretching to protect your joints from injury. Flexibility routines should become a daily habit, even if just for 5 minutes. Pick a regular time, like after waking or before bed, and stretch gently without forcing movement. Use both dynamic and static stretches depending on the time of day and activity. Keep it simple. A few targeted stretches repeated consistently make a big difference. Protecting your joints also means being careful with your activities. Avoid high-impact movements like jumping on hard surfaces if you already have joint pain. Use supportive footwear and gear like braces when needed. Maintain a healthy weight, because every pound loss takes pressure off your knees and hips. Even a 10-pound weight loss can reduce joint pain and slow cartilage breakdown. Warm up before any activity, and use proper form when lifting or moving heavy objects. Choose low-impact exercises like swimming, cycling, or walking on soft ground to stay active safely. Track your progress to stay motivated and adjust your routine. You can measure how far you bend, how long you stretch, or how far you walk. Keep a journal, take photos or videos, and note any pain or ease during movements. Set SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. For example, I want to increase my shoulder reach by 10 degrees in 3 weeks. You can also use fitness apps or devices to log activity and see your improvement over time. Improving your joint mobility and flexibility supports a more active, pain-free lifestyle. You'll move with less stiffness, reduce your risk of injury, and feel more confident in your body. Start small, stay consistent, and listen to what your body tells you. Over time, these efforts will help you reclaim ease of movement and enjoy life without limits. Your joints are built to move. Keep them strong, flexible, and ready for the journey ahead.